I was born in Newfoundland. I've lived in Edmonton, Newfoundland, Edmonton, Vancouver, and I lived in Winnipeg for 22 years.
How did you come to earn prior?
Both my sons lived in Ottawa, and we retired, and we decided that we'd like to be closer to them, so we decided to come to Earnprior, and certainly glad we did now because we have two grandkids that live in Ottawa.
Now, if we could get you to dealing with the pandemic, a good place to start. How have you handled the pandemic?
With things changing weekly and daily, it's been a challenge for sure. So I just try and do one day at a time. Luckily, I've been able to keep busy with my volunteer work and with the food bank and seniors at home. Getting my vaccination, my first one, definitely gave me hope, and I could see the light at the end of the tunnel, even though that light goes out some days.
What's changed for you during the last year?
With all the rules that we have now, like wearing masks and having to social distance, and you can't shake hands with anybody, and you got to stay away. You can't be spontaneous anymore. Like I can't, like on a Sunday afternoon, put a chicken on the barbecue and say, "Oh, I should phone my friend Sandy because she's by herself and she should come over and have supper with us." I can't do that, and I find that really hard. Like I find not being able to see my friends really hard. And in the volunteer work too, like the protocols have all changed. Like we have to wear masks, we have to, especially at the food bank, we have to wear a mask, we have to wear a shield. We have to social distance from the clients at the seniors at home. We have to wear a mask all the time. We have to social distance, always spraying things down. Like all that's changed, so that's been a little tough too.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
Well, I haven't really accomplished a lot this year. I'm just trying to keep busy day to day with volunteer work, and I guess keeping sane has been my biggest accomplishment. So,
Now you are an administrative assistant or the administrative assistant with seniors at home. Tell me about how it has had to adapt and what your role has been in helping that transition.
the protocols that have changed, like the wearing the face mask, the social distancing. I don't, and there's no, I guess, social things anymore. Like there's the barbecue is gone, the Christmas parties are gone. Like that's all gone. Like the biggest social part of it is gone. And I find that a little tough. Like not tough, but different, I guess.
And the food bank as well?
Yeah, the food bank changed quite a bit actually, because you had clients coming in, so now most of the clients are outside because of summer, but in the winter they would come inside and we'd have to rope off everything, and really didn't have a lot of contact with them, and you still had to wear a mask and shield and sanitize everything all the time, but there was no con like there was very little contact with the client. As before COVID, we could go out and talk to them and ask them certain things, but with COVID, we sort of have had definitely had social distance for sure.
So the socialization aspect of volunteering is diminished, but the work remains extremely important.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know how the food bank would survive if it didn't have volunteers, because all the people at the food bank are volunteers, so I don't know how it would survive. And that is definitely one thing we need, is the food bank up and running.
Thank you very, very much for taking the time to chat with us.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.